Oh my gosh. Hi. I hope you are doing so well. I am so excited to be here sitting on my floor again in my closet. And wow, I sound a little bit nasally because I just finished like spending some time with Jesus, and like we will get to that in a second. It was just so good. Happy 2020. Whoa. Y'all, I'm just like so excited. So many life-changing things going to be happening this year, and it's just so awesome, and I can't wait to share it all with you. I hope that you have like all the 2020 vision you need, and if you don't, start working on it because this is just going to be such a great year. And when we have vision for our lives, things just change. But it doesn't stop with just having a vision. That's actually where it starts. Having a vision is where it starts, but like you've got to put some action behind it and put some things in place for you to reach those things that you want for yourself in 2020 and even this decade. Wow. I'm again just so excited. But without further ado, let's just get into this episode. I'm just going to be talking about basically this past year and kind of what you can expect from me in this year. But other than that, that's it. Let's get into this.
Welcome to the Fearlessly Fit Faith Podcast. Here you are going to be encouraged in truth, truth equipping you to experience the fullness of this life that Christ has for you. You will be encouraged to lead fearlessly in obedience to God, to be fit in every aspect of your whole person, and to also have the faith to pursue what God has for you. How? Well, by hearing stories of women who are taking steps to lead well in whatever they do, whether they be a photographer, teacher, content creator, business owner, honestly, whatever it is, we want to reach your heart to encourage you to lead whole in the area that God has you leading in. We're all leaders, and here you will be encouraged to lead whole.
Okay, so I was not planning on starting the podcast with this. I actually have like other notes to talk about first, but we're just going to get into this real quick and then I will move along, and it'll probably lead better into just what I have to say later. Anyways, so I was listening to Spotify and Defender by Francesca Battistelli came on, and in about like 2018 in the November timeframe, I'm pretty sure is when that song came out, and I just loved it so much then, and it like stuck with me. I could listen to it all day long. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, it was the song that I played all day long for like a couple weeks straight, probably a month. But like just throughout this past year, I did not know the ways in which like I would need to be defended, if that makes sense. So as I was just listening to the song, the lyrics that stuck out to me were, "When I thought I lost me, you knew where I left me. You reintroduced me to your love. You picked up all my pieces, put me back together. You are the defender of my heart." And y'all, literally a couple weeks ago, I wrote a post on Instagram and the like heading of it was "Lost." And it says, "I felt lost, unheard, unseen, rejected, confused, overwhelmed, lazy, boxed in, lacking the fullness of me, mentally blocked, hidden, hardened by the world, lacking depth, and so much more. 2019 was a year. It was a wilderness. Thank goodness for his provision and mighty hand. In this day and in this hour, things are beginning to change. 2020 is for clarity, purpose, guidance, deliverance, and unmatched glory. And for all those who have withstood the wilderness with him, this is our time. Saddle up, prepare. This battle wasn't meant to put you down. It was meant to lift you up. My heart sings of his goodness. His goodness always prevails. He's near from glory to glory. The time is now." I wrote that on December 9th, 2019. And as I listened to those lyrics, I was just like, whoa, like that is exactly what I felt in this last year. Like, I just felt so lost and unlike me. And I haven't put all the pieces together on like why I felt that way. Like, I know, but I'm also not ready to share that fully. But you guys will know soon because it leads into like next steps for 2020. So yeah, I just like, I felt so lost. And like some of the other lyrics are, you've got even gone to win my war. Your love becomes my greatest defense. It leads me from the dry wilderness. Like y'all, I've just loved this song so much, and I just did not know the defender that I would need. So yeah, I was just kind of like blown away, and I was like, okay, I just need to like worship him, because he like has truly defended me in this last year and really just like brought me low. And just like some of those ways are like, I had been talking to this guy and like it didn't work out, and I guess I, as a girl, like you probably understand this as well, like I just really felt like, man, like God has protected me for so long, and like I've known that just there was a time where I just knew that I shouldn't be in a relationship, because he was just really shaping and molding me. And I just kind of like felt like the time was right. And then that guy was there, and it just like ended up not working out. So like a lot of the beginning of 2019, I was just like, dang, I was really brought low in that, and just really humbled, because of just all that God like showed me with that. But then also with the job that I was working, like I have never been so tired like emotionally in my life, like emotionally and mentally, and it really just drained me. And I didn't realize like how much it was taking away from who I was. Like it just wasn't good for me, micromanaging, and just the atmosphere and environment of the whole job. It just like, it wasn't great. And I kept myself there for too long, because I kind of felt like, well, I chose this for myself, I have to stay here, which I know is like not true. And I've definitely learned that lesson. But then I got into a car accident, and with that, for a whole week, I had to have people drive me around to like work and like grocery and like all of that stuff. And when I do not like to have to depend on other people, y'all. When it's a pride thing, I know, but like I also, since I tend to be the one serving other people, it's weird for me to be served. So that brought me like incredibly low. Just in that week time frame, like I really learned a lot about myself before I got a new car. But then even with that, just like, just staying and being in the environment that I'm in, I just realized a lot that I have not been able to be fully myself, trying not to give too much away, but yeah, so that's that, man. I have just really been brought low in this past year, and it's been great, and it was a blur, and I praise him all throughout it. Like, what a wilderness. And also, December 21st, 2019 was 3 years to the day that I had told God, like, hey, I want to be used by you. I want to love you no matter what. Like, if I look crazy, like, I am doing it all for you. And I think just upon that 3 years, like, there just have been so many chains broken in my life, and just the way that I love people and even love and care for myself, like it is out of respect for our great Father. So yeah. Whoa. Oh my gosh. Like I'm so excited for all that 2020 has to bring. And I am just so thankful for the way that he defends us and cares for us and just intercedes for our lives. So yeah. Okay, so I actually tackled two of my points, as I just like gave that whole ramble about listening to Defender and just like worshiping him. So yeah, my focus in 2020 is to focus on who I want to be and not the what. So I know that I can get laser focused on what I need to do, what I need to do, what I need to do. But for some reason, I am also a person who gets like really anxious at the thought of time. So like sometimes when I'm like thinking about something that I want to do, I then start thinking about the amount of time that it's going to take, how much time I've probably already wasted, and like all of those things. And it leads me away from like basically who I want to be. And it just pulls me away, and it leads me to procrastinating and not being able to like fully give into what I am like wanting to do. And that was like a lot of the case in 2019, which I'm giving myself so much grace for. But So yeah, so this year I am focusing on who I want to be and who I want to pursue. So the who I want to be is mostly about like living in the fullness of what he has for me. And as I was being humbled in this last year, that didn't necessarily happen. And I didn't really have the balance of like caring for myself in like the way that I know that I should. In the way that I had done in prior years. Like, I really took a back step in this last year. Like, I had no growth last year at all. Like, I can't even attempt to say that I grew in any way. I was basically stagnant. But I did learn a lot. And I guess that in a way that is growth, but in, I guess, what I'm striving for, and like, I know internally like what I want, like in those ways I grew in no way at all. And to me and for me, that is just something that I never want. I do not want to go even a day without doing something that I know is going to better me in the future. I know we need lazy days and like all those things, just sit back and relax, but like even those days in a way can like, they steward our future, because in the rest is like when you get to reflect and like all of that. So yeah, in this past year, I didn't grow, and it's in the last days of 2019 is when that all like really came to me. Like I kind of knew that I was like stuck and like stagnant, and I wasn't taking necessary steps to like be who I want to be. And it really, it hit me hard. And I know that like even a year ago, like I would be so distraught at the fact that I have not grown in any way, and haven't really pursued any of the things that like I know that my heart wants to do. Like I've taken like micro steps, and honestly, it wrecks me to the core to know that I was not obedient to like what he had for me. But as I was listening to Defender, like I just really realized that even though I took the wrong step in this last year, like it still had to happen. So like that's why I can give myself grace, because like it had to happen, and it happened the way that God knew it was going to happen. And from the way that it happened, I am going to be able to step into what he has for me. So like it's kind of a lot, but like I'm honestly so thankful for the way that it happened and just the growth that's going to happen in 2020. So again, who do I want to be and who do I want to pursue? I just want to pursue him and all that he has for me, because I know that when I pursue him, I am going to leave the impact that my heart so desires to do. And it's not like about my heart, it's his heart, and my heart is aligned with his heart. So I know that what I am desiring and the impact that I am desiring for, it's from him. So I don't have to be confused at all at what my impact is going to be and like where it's coming from, because I know my heart is pure and of him, and sometimes I'm messy. But at the end of the day, it's like, it's all for him and it's all for his glory. And this year, my who, I'm stepping in to the bold and courageous woman that he has designed me to be, whom he has shaped me to be in these last 3 years. And I'm just so excited for it. I keep saying that, but I have honestly just felt so much peace ending 2019 in those last couple days, and then just like beginning 2020, like I have just felt so much peace and joy about next steps and just like plans for 2020. So it's going to be a really great year, and there's going to be some hard work, but it's going to definitely be worth it. And I know that 2020 is laying the foundation for this next decade of my life. So it's not even about who I want to be just in 2020. It's who I want to be in 2020. I mean, in 2020 and beyond, I guess, but also in this next decade. And then again, like, who do I want to be pursuing at the end of this decade? Him and the women whom he is going to place before me, to just like guide them in their lives and leading whole and loving them, themselves and him, and just doing that well. Because when we do that well, we truly make an impact in whatever arena that God has for us. And that is what Fearlessly Fit Faith is about, y'all. I'm just so excited. It's going to be a really good year. So I just want you to ask yourself those questions. I know that we all come up with like resolutions, and I personally don't like resolutions because the word resolution itself, when you like break it down, it's resolute, and resolute means a firm decision to not or to do something. And as human beings, it can be really difficult to make a firm decision to do or not to do something. So when we make a resolution, I don't want to say that we're like just going to fail like right out the gate, you know, but like a lot of us do fail. And within a couple weeks, those resolutions that people have made just like go down the drain. So focus on who you want to be and who you want to pursue and who you want to be and who you want to pursue in these next 10 years, and less about resolute things that will only last a couple weeks, and then you'll probably end up feeling shame and guilt for breaking those things because you made a firm decision. And yeah, at the end of the day, that firm decision is not worth it when you can just focus on who you want to be. A little bit of a rant. I just don't like resolutions. So yeah, honestly, that is it. I just wanted to hop on really quick and talk to you guys for episode 1 of season 3 of the Fearlessly Fit Faith podcast. Again, it's going to be a great year, and happy new year.